I'm delighted to welcome New York Times bestselling illustrator and author and fellow Ohioan, Richard Cowdery, back to around Cincinnati. And along with him, another Ohioan, Fiona, a lovely little hippo at the Cincinnati Zoo that stole our hearts. Richard began celebrating Fiona with his first book in this series, titled simply Fiona the Hippo. And I think I just heard another little creature on Richard's end of this phone call. Tonight we're going to, I can actually see her or him because we're Zooming tonight. And we're also going to talk about Fiona, and it's bedtime. So welcome back, Richard.
Thank you, Barbara. Good to be with you.
So Fiona has some work to do before she goes to bed. Tell us what's happening in this delightful tale.
In the first two Fiona books, the main focus of just about every page visually was Fiona. With this book, she's going around the zoo telling all her animal friends goodnight. In each scene, each spread, the animals that she is telling goodnight to, they're the kind of the star of the show. And she takes visually kind of a back seat where she, you know, is just kind of skipping through. And there's sloths and otters, giraffes, polar bears, cheetahs. And that was a lot of fun for me as the illustrator to take a break from focusing in on Fiona. And so I got to do all these other animals, which was a lot of fun.
Well, I want to tell you that as it happens, I have two in-house reviewers, a 10-year-old and a 4-year-old, and they were delighted to see Fiona because, of course, they haven't been able to see her in person. But they also both chose the koalas. There's a koala on the cover with Fiona, and then there's a double page spread. So I was interested to ask you, with so many animals to choose from, how did you, especially for these double page layouts that are so warm and inviting and kind of up close, how did you choose which animals to feature?
Well, first we took into consideration animals that are actually at the Cincinnati Zoo. The writing of this book was done with my editor. We kind of back and forth went through and wrote these little stories, and it was kind of picking the animal that just really fit into what we wanted to say, which is different for me because I would have chosen it being a visual person, you know, by what is the coolest looking animal, but they're all beautiful and I love them all. But I think it was really more a result of during the writing, just picking whether it was a rhyme or the words creating the visual scene, whatever. That kind of carried the day more than the look of the animal, which, again, normally would be my thing. Like, I love painting giraffes. They're such unusual looking creatures. And then they have those, you know, the big spots and their color is beautiful. So that would have been how I would have chosen. But in this case, it was a collaboration.
And you've brought up another interesting point on the jacket cover. There's a reference to you, quotes, marveling in the beauty of the details. So I'm wondering two things, actually. First, let's start with Fiona. Is there some detail about her or that you give her that you're especially fond of, proud of?
Well, first, a hippopotamus is a very unusual looking animal. Their eyes are big and fleshy, and then they have that big round nose. And I love expression. You know, I love to give animals, whenever I illustrate a different animal, and it doesn't matter whether it's a snail or a giraffe or a hippopotamus, you can take their eyes and, you know, make them happy or make them sad or mean or mad or, you know, just twisting the eyes and the expression in their mouth. And so I don't know if that answers your question, but it's a detail that for me, you know, it's what tells the story, you know, to go along with the words. What is the mood of the scene? So the details that I'm looking at with Fiona, for instance, would be to take those big fleshy eyes and, you know, make her sad or kind of bored or sleepy. Another possible answer to that would be the various textures of animals, which is certainly a detail. Fiona has a very thick, leathery, skin body, whereas the giraffes are a very short-haired animal, but that's a different texture. And you have the real furry animals, and you have the real fleshy, meaty-looking animals. And, those are the kind of details that I'm always very aware of, and I like to paint. It challenges me.
Fiona is very cute in all these pages because she's sort of popping in to check, is everybody snuggled in for the night? And I think also that we often think of children going to bed with a stuffed animal. And these animals that you have chosen and created, they're definitely warm and fuzzy and inviting. So I think that speaks to your details in terms of the look, the way you're characterizing them.
Yeah. And then another detail, there were a few of the animals that have distinctive characteristics. I tried to kind of copy that with Fiona. For instance, she tells the flamingos goodnight, and she stands on one of her hind feet, just like a flamingo stands on one leg. And so I tried to make her correspond to the different animals that she's talking to.
I think this is your sixth Fiona book. How did you come to be Fiona's biographer?
Well, I'll go back to the beginning. That's always a good place to start. My wife was actually the one who discovered Fiona when she was first born and was kind of touch and go whether she would even make it. My wife was the one who found her on Facebook. And so every evening when I would come home from my studio, she would give me a Fiona update. And being from Cincinnati, I live about 3 hours from Cincinnati now, but I'm from Cincinnati. And if you're from Cincinnati, you're never, ever not a Cincinnatian. So I was interested, and she would give me the update every night. So once Fiona was out of the woods, was healthy enough that they were confident that she would make it, I decided to try a very novel idea that just doesn't happen nowadays, and that is I got on the phone and I made a call to the Cincinnati Zoo, really not expecting, I expected to get a computer, as we always do when you call anything nowadays. I got a person and I asked them, I said, hey, can I speak to whoever would be in charge of your marketing? I can't even remember who I asked for, but somehow I got to Chad Yelton, who is, I think he is the marketing person there at the zoo. And I just said, for clout, I told him, yeah, I'm the illustrator of the Marley books, which, were very successful about 10 years ago. And I said, I think you have a great children's book character here in Fiona. And I had sketched her. I had done some character sketches. And so I asked him for his email address, and I sent him his character sketches. And I said, this is how I see her. And her story would make a great children's book story. So he immediately loved the idea. And he said, if you find a publisher that's interested, you have our blessing. And I knew that it would not be hard to find a publisher for this. So it's been just great. In fact, this morning I'm sketching actually the fourth picture book. I've illustrated the covers for the I Can Read Fiona books and illustrating more picture books. So Fiona has legs. So we're going to keep going with it as long as people are enjoying them. So hopefully that goes on and on and on.
I am so glad you made that phone call. And thanks for visiting with us tonight.
Sure. Thank you for having me.
I've been talking with Richard Cowdery about his latest book, Fiona, It's Bedtime. Good to know that some of the proceeds from this book will benefit our wonderful Cincinnati Zoo. You'll find more information at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.
Mom, I know my face is dirty, and my hands could use a scrub. I know you told me to take off my clothes and go jump in the tub. Well, it's not that I don't want to, but I'm not sure if it's wise. 'Cause when I opened up the bathroom door, I got a big surprise. There's a hippo.